local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Off and running, doing it live on a Friday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here. Hope your week went awesome and hope you've got a great weekend in store. We're spending the next 2 hours and 47 minutes getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We start with today's top three stories. Two people dead and eight injured after a shooting at an Arkansas grocery store. Police responded to the Mad Butcher grocery store in Fordyce. It's about 70 miles south of Little Rock today after shots were fired. One person is in custody. One of the wounded was a police officer. The Supreme Court upholding the federal law that allows domestic abusers to be banned from owning a gun.
This is an 8-1 decision. We talk a lot about the fact that this is a 6-3 conservative majority court, but here you're seeing a decision that's written by Chief Justice Roberts, and it's the liberals and conservatives, other than Justice Clarence Thomas, are all finding that they agree on this issue.
And Justice John Roberts said, quote, since the founding, our nation's firearm laws have included provisions for preventing individuals who threaten physical harm to others from misusing firearms. And the two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old girl in Texas are both illegal immigrants.
Crossing El Paso this year and released. Another example of the dangerous border policies under this administration.
ICE says the suspects are both from Venezuela and had been living in Houston with a notice to appear in court. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead this week in a creek. Investigators believe the pair lived in the same apartment complex as the victim. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local, state, national headlines still to come in this first half hour. Right after, traffic, weather, and today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. You can register now at pca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just a few spots here early. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Got typical evening congestion going both ways there. And also have some because of an accident report on I-10. This is if you are traveling eastbound, just passing the Pine Forest Road area. It's not too severe, but nonetheless something to look out for. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and the bridge coming from Navarre Beach and approaching Navarre Parkway, very heavily backed up at this time as well. The last major spot is going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola right now. Should be clear skies as we get into tonight, and it should be a sunny Saturday as well. Tonight's low is 75. Tomorrow's high is 93. And that's your traffic and weather together. Now it's time for today's History of the Blues.
In the early years, the Blue Angels included a routine that used all four Bearcats in pursuit of an enemy Japanese Zero. This enemy aircraft was actually a training plane, the North American SNJ-5 Texan, painted bright yellow with a red Japanese rising sun on the fuselage and wings. The maneuver, called a thatch weave, in which the Bearcats would chase the Mach Zero, was a reenactment of an actual combat routine used in the Pacific Campaign. This tactic spelled doom for enemy aircraft over Guadalcanal, where it was first conceived and practiced. The early U.S. fighter planes of World War II were slow and unmaneuverable compared to the Japanese Zeros. By weaving back and forth in rapid succession, the American pilots caused the Japanese pilots to overshoot and often find themselves vulnerable to a shootdown by the American planes because the weaving action never allowed the Zero to target one American plane without exposing itself to the guns of the other. In the Blue Angels routine, this aerial dogfight would awe the spectators and then leave them stunned at what happened next. The Blue Angels would toy with the Zero for a while and then send it down smoking and out of control. The pilot of the Zero would eject, parachute safely, and be taken prisoner by a detachment of Marines on the ground. Meanwhile, the Zero would crash into the ground just out of the view of the crowd. Of course, the parachutist was an 80-pound dummy, the smoke was simulated, and the crash was an illusion. The Zero would simply swoop low across the horizon and fly away and out of sight. But that didn't stop would-be rescuers from mounting a search. It was not unusual for police, ambulance, and fire departments in the community to respond to frantic calls from citizens who saw the pilot eject and the plane go down. This despite the fact that the appropriate departments were notified in advance of the routine. This crowd pleaser was performed through their 1949 season. I'll be back with more after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Blue Angels go to war, and this time, it's for real. In the next episode of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support our victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Aviation Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Here at News Radio Pensacola, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. A couple of big stories here locally that we'll touch on. Number one, an update from the story we talked about yesterday. A local attorney, Bruce Childers, is today seeking an emergency ruling after he was surprisingly disqualified yesterday from running for the seat occupied by his opponent. Childers filed a lawsuit against Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender and is seeking a declaratory judgment and writ of mandamus to be deemed eligible. Yesterday, the Supervisor of Elections office said that Childers was disqualified because his full and public financial disclosure, aka Form 6, was not received by the deadline. Childers said in a statement that He maintains a, quote, senior qualifying officer advised him that only the summary page with a watermark was required. He also says that he turned all of his documents in on the 12th, 2 days before the deadline, and between then and the deadline, he says nobody from Bender's office tried to contact him. So we'll see what happens there moving forward. Again, he's seeking an emergency ruling, so more to come on that in the coming days for sure. Today, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says another drug house has been closed up.
So right here again, another mini scale, more methamphetamine, We got some cocaine right here, two handguns, because these two big guns ain't enough. They have to have more guns to make our community even less safe.
That was in a video they posted to their Facebook page earlier this afternoon. Sheriff Simmons says deputies raided 7421 Coral Lane, arrested Reginald Johnson and Ricky Henderson. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office today says they've established two designated parking spots at their offices in Milton and Navarre to serve as safe custody exchange locations. This after the governor earlier this month signed Cassie Carley's bill into law requiring every sheriff's office in Florida establish safe exchange locations for children. The Milton office at 5755 East Milton Road, Navarre at 8597 High School Boulevard. Pensacola Fire will be holding its next smoke alarm Saturday tomorrow. It's, of course, the effort where they try to provide free smoke alarms to every house in the city of Pensacola. The event is happening in the Mallory Heights neighborhood tomorrow. Teams will be covering the area between Bayview Way and Rothschild Drive from 9 until noon. And some good news today, the Health and Hope Clinic on Olive Road broke ground on their new health and wellness wing. Executive Director Sally Burgosh.
We do not take any money. So it's free services, and it's an all-volunteer doctors, dentists, nurses, surgeons, social workers. We have about every rotation student coming from University of Florida, FSU, and UWF. We love NPSC and PCC.
And construction should take around 2 years, and once it's completed, they'll be able to expand their offering of free services to those who qualify. 425, we'll get our state and national news right after traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. We still got that accident report causing some backups if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road. Also have another accident report. This is at the intersection of North 9th Avenue and Airport Boulevard, but it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups. Then going back to the Pine Forest area, Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound, that is towards 9 Mile Road and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, still got some backups in that area. Also, then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And then if you are coming over the bridge, coming from Navarre Beach and approaching the parkway, we've still got heavy backups over there. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Small, pretty small, though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. The National Hurricane Center continues tracking the disturbance off the northeast Florida coast. As of the late morning update, Invest 92L, about 120 miles east of Jacksonville, forecasters say it still has a medium chance of growing into a depression, but has a short window to develop as it moves on shore along the east coast of Florida and Georgia tonight.
And a Florida judge holding hearings to decide if special counsel Jack Smith can remain on former President Trump's classified documents case. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, is holding hearings today and Monday to determine if Smith can continue to lead the prosecution's case. Trump's lawyers say that Smith's appointment is unconstitutional, while Smith claims that Trump's team is trying to delay the case as long as they can.
A man dead after a bizarre incident in Tampa. Police custody. Deputy Chief Ruth Kate says officers were investigating a report of a man choking a woman outside an Applebee's restaurant.
As the officers arrived, the male tried to leave the scene. Our officer tried to detain the male.
The man ran as officers tased him, and then he got hit by a car that left the scene. Tampa police are looking for that car and assisting the woman who suffered minor injuries. FDLE also investigating the officer's actions.
And Florida's unemployment rate is holding steady. New figures from Florida Commerce show that the state's jobless rate was 3.3% in May. That's the same as April and up 0.5% from a year ago. There were 361,000 jobless Floridians out of a labor force of 11.1 million workers.
Around the nation, the U.S.-made pier to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians has been reattached to the coast in Gaza. The pier had to be moved last week because of bad weather in the Mediterranean Sea. It was the second time since it was installed last month that the pier had to be moved because of choppy seas. It was re-anchored yesterday, and the delivery of aid resumed overnight.
And keeping with that theme, most of the pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested last month at Columbia University are having their charges dropped. The Manhattan DA's office says 31 of the 46 people charged with trespassing were dismissed, mostly due to a lack of evidence. Prosecutors said the remaining 14 cases would be dropped if the people involved don't get arrested within the next 6 months.
Well, Donald Trump could be close to choosing his running mate, according to NBC. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance are at the top of the shortlist, with Senator Marco Rubio still being considered. Trump has said he expects to announce his pick for VP at the Republican National Convention next month in Milwaukee.
And speaking of Trump, he's outraising President Biden following his felony conviction last month. Federal Election Commission reports show that the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee had a combined $171 million on hand compared to the Biden campaign's $157 million. That's thanks to an enormous surge in donations over the past 2 months following Trump's New York City hush money trial. The Trump campaign said it brought in more than $53 million in online donations in just 24 hours after he was found guilty.
The Oklahoma man who's been jailed in Turks and Caicos is headed home. A judge this morning gave Ryan Watson a suspended sentence of 13 weeks in jail and $2,000 fine after ammunition was found in his bag as he was trying to come back to Oklahoma in April. He had been looking at a possible 12-year sentence. His attorney says he will pay the fine and should be back in Oklahoma tonight.
And Wall Street closing with stocks mixed to end the week. NVIDIA struggled for a second straight day, falling more than 3%. Earlier this week, NVIDIA briefly surpassed Microsoft as the most valuable public company. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 15 points to 39,150. The S&P 500 dipped 8 points to 54,64. And the NASDAQ fell 32 points to 17,689.
All right, couple of accidents here. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest Road, some slowdowns. 9th Avenue near Cordova Mall. Also, texter letting us know an accident just popping up at Garden and Royce streets near downtown. 4:30, we will take a break there. Another traffic and weather hit, a look at our sports headlines and health, business, science. Much more to come in the second half hour on a Friday. Pensacola right now.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Supreme Court rules someone found guilty of domestic violence can have their Second Amendment rights revoked. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
A man accused of physically assaulting his girlfriend and who was later a suspect in shootings in Texas argued that he should have been able to keep his firearms. A lower court sided with him, but the Supreme Court said in an 8-1 decision, no.
Justice Thomas, the dissenting voice. Prosecutors in New York are urging the judge overseeing the hush money trial of former President Trump to uphold a gag order.
Prosecutors say the provision could be lifted, but urged the judge to continue the protections for jurors. Defense attorneys have called on the judge to lift the order, citing his presidential campaign. Judge Mershon is expected to issue a ruling soon, possibly before next Thursday's debate with President Joe Biden.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Vitamix is announcing their blender, which can fetch upwards of $1,000, has been named in an expanded recall. After dozens of reports of lacerations from exposed blades, Vitamix announced a recall of about 569,000 blending containers and blade bases for its high-powered blenders. The company is not offering a refund or replacement parts. SpaceX is rolling out a compact version of its satellite internet antennas called Starlink Mini. The company is offering offering a limited number of the Starlink mini antennas for $599 each in an early access release, although the company says it aspires to reduce the price tag. In addition to the upfront hardware cost, service for Starlink mini is effectively $150 per month for 50 gigs of data. Stocks were mostly lower in Friday's session. Oil futures fell nearly 1% to $80.56 a barrel. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Sports Minute. My favorite moment of this entire baseball season may be 99-year-old Reverend Bill Greason throwing out the first pitch at Rickwood Field, a former Birmingham Black Baron who played at the stadium, the first black pitcher for St. Louis, a veteran who fought at Iwo Jima, and a community leader who's still the pastor of a church. How cool that we get to see him and hear his story as the Negro Leagues were honored and celebrated last night in Alabama. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
They paved paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a fucking lie.
Pensacola right now. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. As far as any major congestion going on currently, we do have some problems on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. And also on I-10 still, if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, we do have some minor backups there due to a previously reported traffic incident. And it looks like we may have a little bit developing at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Airport Boulevard because of an accident report we had over there. We also had one. A texter said, it was Garden Street, and what street was it?
Royce.
Yes, okay. Looking there, there doesn't appear to be much, if any, congestion going on in that particular area. But, of course, there is a lot of congestion downtown anyway, so nonetheless, be on the lookout for it. And then we've just got the bridge. If you're coming from Navarre Beach, approaching Navarre Parkway, that is heavily backed up at this time. And same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Small, pretty small, though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:39 now at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's going on in sports today?
Well, let's see. Starting with the MLB, first of all, their Negro League tribute game was pretty good yesterday. The Cardinals won 6-5, was it?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. We had our nephews and niece over. They spent the night, so we were just I have it on my DVR, but I didn't get to really see it.
I'm sorry for somewhat spoiling.
No, it's okay.
But yes, if you didn't see the game, and if you have it on your DVR like Joe apparently does, 6-5 is pretty good.
All right.
But today in the MLB, we've got some local teams playing. Rays at Pirates at 5:40. That's not televised, but we'll give score updates on it later. Also have the Braves at Yankees at 6:05. That's going to be on Apple TV Plus. Mm. The Yankees are 51-26. That makes them the best team in the entire league currently.
And they're getting Garrett Cole back this weekend, I believe, too. So.
Yeah, the Orioles are on their tail, though. I think the Orioles, if they win today, they'll have 50 wins. And then the Marlins versus the Mariners, that's going to be at 6:10 on ESPN+. So if you got any of those streaming services, you can watch some of those games tonight. Let's see. We also got game one of the College World Series Championship Final tomorrow night at 6:30 on ESPN between Texas A&M and Tennessee. And, of course, the Stanley Cup tonight. It'll be a madhouse in Edmonton for game six of the Stanley Cup Finals. Oilers looking to win their third straight game to send the series to a deciding game seven back in Tampa. And if they were to win, they'd be just the third team ever to force a game seven after losing the first three games. The puck's going to drop at 7 p.m. on ABC.
That's my bad. They don't play in Tampa. They play in, Sunrise, Miami, but that's
okay. I thought it was like, I thought it was like Southern Florida as well.
It is.
Yeah. You know who I think plays in Tampa? The Tampa Bay Lightning.
The Tampa Bay Lightning. Yes.
But that's just a hunch. Let's see. Yeah. But yeah, that's also my bad because I need to think about what I'm reading before I read it. You could have put anything there and it would have come out of my mouth just
that's
then.
Right.
College football, the University of Oklahoma signing head coach Brent Venables to a new 6-year deal. It keeps him with the Sooners through the 2029 season and holds a total value of $51.6 million, according to ESPN. The Sooners went 16-10 in their first two seasons under Venables. Not quite a fair take when you know the context. Because their second season with him, he won 10 games. And I think it was his first head coaching gig, right?
Well, because you're right. The first year
was rough.
After Lincoln Riley left, and he takes Caleb Williams, and he takes a lot of players. And, of course, this is probably what it was the first year of the transfer portal. So there was a huge exodus when Brett Venables came in. So, okay. I guess my question is, would be, did we have to do it now? Like, were there a bunch of programs clamoring for Brett Venables to be their head coach? I would have said, hey, let's see how 2024 goes in the SEC.
Yeah, that's a very fair question.
Before committing that, but, you know,
Because okay. they've got a tough go of it. Don't they play Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, Missouri? They play several big hitting SEC teams. So, no, I agree. You could have definitely – because Oklahoma, they got a pretty high standard anyway. So, one 10-win season doesn't really tell you too much. Women's basketball, particularly the WNBA, Asia Wilson and Caitlin Clark lead in the first voting returns for the WNBA All-Star Game. Las Vegas Aces star Wilson leads all players with more than 217,000 votes, while Indiana Fever rookie sensation Clark sits at number two with just over 216,000. The game on July 20th in Phoenix will see Team USA take on Team WNBA. Players in the top 10 when voting ends on June 29th and aren't also a member of Team USA will make the Team WNBA roster. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and who's voting for, like, who all votes for this stuff? Do you know?
I believe it's fans.
I know, like fans vote for, like, Pro Bowl in the NFL.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it before. A lot of people kind of, like, question, okay, how much of this is your skill? How much of it is popularity?
Yeah.
I can already promise you people are going to be asking that question about Caitlin Clark.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That is bound to happen.
I mean, she's a star.
Yeah.
She's a star, absolutely. Other thing I thought that was really interesting. So, of course, we have the Summer Olympics coming up next month. And I've really been enjoying seeing the NBC coverage on the trials, right, for the USA swimming and diving. Those have been fun to watch. I think we've got track coming up too. But the 2028 Olympics are in LA. That's the host city, right?
Right.
So they came out with their venue list for all the different sports. And, you know, when you watch the Summer Olympics, you watch the Winter Olympics, most of the sports are in the city, like, limits, or maybe, like, kind of in the outskirts of town. Like, if you're watching the Winter Olympics and, like, I don't remember where they were, maybe, like, Tokyo or whatever, but one of the venues or a couple of the venues may be, you know, kind of on the outskirts of town, or maybe they're, like, a couple of hours away because, oh, well, that's where the mountains are, just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're generally all kind of around the same metro area.
Understandably.
The 2028 Summer Olympics, there are actually two sports that are not even going to be in the same state as the Olympics.
Mm.
Canoe slalom and softball, they're going to be in not even in the same time zone.
I was just about to ask, are they going to be in the same time zone?
They're going to Oklahoma City. That's weird.
You're right. That's very weird. And a massive inconvenience, especially if you are a fan of those two teams and you planned on.
So,
like,
do
attending.
They just, like, show up wearing their Ralph Lauren USA swag for the opening ceremonies, and then they just hightail it on a red eye to Oklahoma City? That's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be a pretty huge inconvenience.
I mean, they couldn't. I don't know. I mean, USC and UCLA don't have, like, good enough softball complexes. I mean, I know the dimensions are different for softball than baseball fields, but I mean, you know, for All-Star games, they do the celebrity softball games in the MLB field. They couldn't just ask the Dodgers and the Angels, but, like, hey, can we borrow your stadiums to just cut some softball fields? I don't know. That whole thing just seems ridiculous. I don't know about canoe slalom, what the regulations are needed for that, but Oklahoma City, that's crazy.
That's a good – yeah, it's one thing if you had to relocate, but that's, as you said, not even teams the same time zone.
We should have thought that through before we awarded them the Olympics, but whatever. 445, what's going on the roads?
Well, let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Still heavily, heavily backed up both ways. Same with I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Still got that accident there. It seems like it's causing the most congestion we've seen from it this hour. Then it's going to be, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And not really much, if any, backups at that accident report at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Airport, so I wouldn't worry too much about that at this time. After that, it's just going to be if you are traveling coming from Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge, and approaching Navarre Parkway. Very, very heavy backups there still. And same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
It is going to be a sunny and hot weekend. Look for high temperatures to mainly be in the mid to low 90s. We'll see plenty of sunshine, and there's a little chance for rain by Sunday afternoon, just at about 20 to 30%. Overnight lows in the 70s. If you are headed to the beach, both Saturday and Sunday, we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. The Biden administration issuing a ban on the use of an antivirus software that has ties to Russia. The Russian government, they say, has total access to the systems and customer data of Kaspersky Labs. Under the ban, Kaspersky will not be able to enter new agreements in the U.S. after July 20th.
And the FAA looking into what caused a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 to get within several hundred feet above the ground over the city of Yukon, Oklahoma earlier this week. Flight data shows that the Southwest Airlines flight was en route to Oklahoma City from Las Vegas when it flew so low it triggered a low altitude alert in the Will Rogers World Airport Control Tower.
Home prices are the most expensive ever, so says the National Association of Realtors. They say the median price of a previously owned home in the U.S. went up for the 11th consecutive month in May, now at nearly $420,000, up nearly 6% from a year ago.
And gun injury rates are above pre-pandemic levels for a fourth straight year. The CDC reported data from ambulance calls in 27 states through September of 2023. The study noted that firearm injuries were consistently highest in counties with significant housing issues. It also saw the biggest increases compared to 2019. The rates are highest for young black men in urban areas with housing problems, high unemployment, and lower incomes.
Kevin Costner says he's not returning to Yellowstone. So this happened after we got signed off the air. He made the announcement on Instagram last night saying he made the decision after working on his new Horizon film series. It debuted last month at the Cannes Film Festival and will be released in theaters next week.
And the bald eagle has been part of the Great Seal of the United States since 1782, but there has never been a push to name it America's national bird. Several Minnesota lawmakers are trying to change that with the introduction of a bipartisan bill to give the bald eagle such a title. A companion bill has also been introduced in the House.
Music news. Zach Bryan fans, including our very own Austin, won't have to wait long for new music. He announced he will release his new album, The Great American Bar Scene, on the 4th of July. He says he's giving 23 bars across the U.S. and Canada early access to some of the tracks. He also teased that he'll be visiting a few on the list to have a drink with fans. Was he not the guy who got arrested in Nashville a couple weeks ago, or am I thinking of somebody else? All male country artists sound the same, except for Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I am not sure. I know Morgan Wallen; he's gotten arrested for like drinking.
Who was the guy that like threw the stools off the?
That was Morgan Wallen.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, that's who it was.
He's a goober. Speaking of drinking with fans, Justin Timberlake continuing his world tour after his drunk driving arrest in New York. He's scheduled to play shows for his Forget Tomorrow world tour, appropriately named, in Chicago tonight and Saturday. He's expected back in New York for shows Tuesday and Wednesday at Madison Square Garden.
Maybe, you know, they've got like the method actors, right? Like Daniel Day-Lewis, where he lives the part. Maybe that's what Justin Timberlake was going there.
Yeah, he's committed to the bit. You got to give him credit for that.
Two activists from the environmental group Just Stop Oil went after Taylor Swift's private jet yesterday. They did not end up hitting their target. The two women cut through a fence at Stansted Airport and sprayed orange paint from modified fire extinguishers onto two jets. Neither one was Taylor's. She was, though, supposed to have landed there ahead of her Eras Tour shows in London this weekend. This is the same group that sprayed paint on Stonehenge on Wednesday. That paint was removed and apparently with no damage to the stones. I included this story for two reasons. Number one, activists trying to spray paint Taylor Swift's jet. So obviously we got to get our Taylor Swift quota in for the week.
Of course.
Number two, there is not a group of people on this planet that Austin hates more than the environmentalists who try to deface famous things, and none of them are successful.
No, I mean, I hate that, that people do that stuff. Like they try to do it with, like, art, too. Like, they throw soup on stuff. It's like, bro, what? Thank goodness that stuff. It's protected because of burglars
and
idiots.
All you got to do is watch National Treasure to know how secure those important art and documents really are.
And see, Nicolas Cage didn't worry about some, you know, feudal oil message. He was just, you know. He actually had a reason. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, recap of our top three stories along with some wacky stories and good news next. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. We got problems going both ways there. Typical evening congestion, but it may be heightened a little bit. I don't think it would be, but it may be. By I-10 itself, if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, we've got some backups reaching for a little ways there because of an accident report we had at the beginning of this hour. That's just about all that's going on in Pensacola that's looking too severe, but we also still have very heavy backups on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach approaching Navarre Parkway. That's still very heavily backed up at this time. And we still got a little bit lingering on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Small, pretty small, though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, recapping the top three stories today, a tragedy at an Arkansas grocery store where two people died and eight were injured after a gunman opened fire at the Mad Butcher grocery store, is about 70 miles south of Little Rock today. The Supreme Court today upholding the federal law that allows domestic abusers to be banned from owning a gun. And also the news today regarding a murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl is that the two men charged in her death, both illegal immigrants from Venezuela. That's a look at our top three stories here. Also locally here, a lawsuit now filed by local attorney Bruce Childers, who was seeking to challenge the supervisor of elections, Robert Bender. It was yesterday when a surprising disqualification due to not filing his full Form 6, the financial disclosure before the deadline, Childers said that a senior qualifying officer told him 2 days before the deadline that only the summary page with a watermark was required. He is seeking an emergency ruling in order to restore eligibility to challenge Robert Bender in November. looking at some wackier stories and some good news to wind up here, hour number one. Austin, it wasn't just me that had a harrowing snake experience
okay.
this week. An Amazon customer in India says that she found a live snake in her Xbox delivery. Mm. The woman had ordered an Xbox controller. She says when she opened the box, there was a live cobra stuck to the packing tape.
Now, that's something to, like, really get nervous about.
Are you...
Am I comparing? Yes, I am.
Are you insinuating that I should not have worried about this 4-foot snake that was in my driveway?
It should have mildly concerned you. But, like, if you had the means to deal with it, you would not have, is what I've gathered from your story.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Right.
That, but
now,
this woman, she gets it.
She gets the edge because of the nature. I mean, it was a cobra.
It was right in her face.
Versus
somewhere,
a rat snake. It was probably a ticked off cobra, too.
Yes, that's the thing. Cobras are far more dangerous, but not only that, it was in a place where it wasn't supposed to be. Yours was like in the yard. It was near your car.
It was not supposed to be there, man.
It was outside. This thing was with a box. Yeah.
So Amazon says they're looking into it. I'm not sure what there is really to look into. They did give a woman a refund for her Xbox controller. So,
Well, she seemed pretty light-spirited about it. Received a free snake with it. That's what she was quoted as saying. So that's cool. Here's a prime example of the "you had one job" saying. 580,000 coffee mugs are being recalled because they can't hold coffee without breaking. They're called Joy Jolt Declan Single Wall Glass Coffee Mugs. Apparently, the glass has been cracking and shattering when filled with hot liquids. There have been 103 incidents of these glasses breaking at the base, resulting in 56 injuries. My goodness. Yeah. That includes 35 reports of, surprisingly, burns and 21 cuts.
That's a hefty lawsuit there that's going to be coming.
Yes, and rightfully so.
I mean, listen, if you can pour hot coffee on yourself and get millions from McDonald's, that's gonna be bad news for that company there.
Yeah.
Some good news. An elementary school in Mississippi wanted to keep handing out free meals to kids this summer through the program Backpack Buddies, but they didn't have enough food until an influencer named Matthew Bounds stepped in to help. He posts recipes on TikTok, has an account called Your Barefoot Neighbor with 1.4 million followers. So as soon as he posted something about it, food donations started flooding in. They created an Amazon wish list. In the first 15 minutes, his followers bought everything the school needed for the entire summer.
That's awesome.
Very cool there.
That's great.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. We've got Channel 3 News at 5. Our good friend Tanner Stewart joins the program at 5:35. Pensacola right now. News Radio, Pensacola.